Annalisa, 16 seasons. We're going into the 16th, correct?
Absolutely.
It seems like only yesterday.
Sweet 16.
What have you got lined up for this year? You're kicking it off this coming Saturday.
We have a subscription series of about 5 concerts. We have an early music festival the entire month of February. We have a lot of extra programs this year. We've officially begun our Young Artist Program that we're really excited about.
Stop there. Tell me a little bit about the Young Artist Program.
Throughout our existence here in Cincinnati, there have occasionally been musicians who take a special interest in performing early music. And that means they want to understand how to better interpret music, stylistic things, technical aspects. We have provided masterclasses, workshops, private coachings, and we also have our scholarship program. And there have been a few people who have really, they've caught what we call the early music bug, and we've worked a lot with them, we've mentored them, and they've performed in some of our concerts, which is ideal because we want to create community here in Cincinnati, musicians who play at a high level, really at all levels, but especially people who can play in our series who are local. And we have made this official now. We have an official Young Artist Program, and we have 2 people already involved, and it can be in various disciplines. We have 1 person who's a singer and 1 person who plays viola da gamba.
Do you find that these early music musicians, the young folks, more often than not come from families of musicians who specialize in early music or not?
No, certainly highly trained musicians for people that we've worked with. We're so fortunate that we have CCM here. So that obviously there are really highly trained young musicians who might hear of early music, might come to our concerts and want to be more involved. And that's been a really great feeding ground. There are also people in the community, I think in part because of CCM. Cincinnati is a great place for performing arts.
There's a wealth of talent all around.
It is a wealth. And you know, we have this wonderful orchestra, a great opera. So there are a lot of fabulous musicians here, not necessarily trained in early music, but they might come to a concert and they say, I love that. I want to do more, and we're thrilled that we can help people find their voice.
With His Air of Angels, the program that you're opening the season with, tell me about that. That's this coming Saturday evening.
Yes, that's a concert that's a collaboration between Catacoustic and the Wildcat Viol Consort, which I'm now a member of. And we are going to play beautiful music for Viol Consort, or an ensemble of violas da gamba, music by Purcell. Primarily, and Henry Purcell's fantasies for the viola da gamba are considered some of the best music ever written in all of England. They're glorious, heavenly pieces. And we are going to play that in a glorious and heavenly space, beautiful Church of the Advent in Walnut Hills.
That's on Kemper Lane. And coming up November 13th, In Song Lay My Desire is that program. What you have going there?
Well, I pretty much formed Catacoustic because I wanted to explore this type of repertory. Around the birth of opera in Italy, 17th century Italian vocal song. So it's just glorious music for actually 2 singers, 1 mezzo and 1 soprano, and just a wealth of textures. And if you can imagine a beautiful painting of Caravaggio, that's kind of the atmosphere that this music will create.
We're visiting with Annalisa Papano. Lisa, some 16 years ago, founded Catacoustic Consort, and we're kind of running through the 16-17 season, and we're up to early December.
Yes. Well, we are doing a Christmas concert this year, and it'll be our Christmas candlelight concert in St. Thomas Church in Terrace Park, and we'll be doing something that you don't typically hear for Christmas programs. We're going to do French Baroque music, which is spectacular, a lot of beautiful Noels.
Into the new year, February 19th, it's a Baroque cello program.
Every year we try to feature a particular instrument or talent so that we can kind of immerse ourselves in that sound world and the experience of that instrument. So this year we are featuring Baroque cello, and Cincinnati is actually a great place if you're a cellist. There's a wealth of cello playing here. Cincinnati Young Artist has this kind of cello empire here. So we're really excited to share the history of their instrument with one of the most famous Baroque cellists of all time, Jaap ter Linden.
And that's going to be held at Christ Church Cathedral downtown, another wonderful space for music. Catacoustic and music by Telemann and Bach. That's springtime in March.
Yes, we are capitalizing on the added interest here by the amazing musicians in Cincinnati, people who are interested in playing Baroque instruments, and we are starting a Baroque orchestra. We've been kind of working on this for a while, and we're really excited to bring a lot of local people together, do a concert with Baroque violins, Baroque violas, and share that music, and that'll be at CCM.
And you just briefly mentioned the Early Music Festival. That spans the entire month of February. And that's not exclusively catacoustic, but tell us a little bit about it. That's, what, 3 or so years old?
I think this is the fifth year, for the music festival. It's just been a really exciting way to bring people together, encourage people to expand their repertory to Baroque, Renaissance, even medieval music. And we've been really marketing this to the performers here in town. A lot of people have learned a lot, audience and performers, about early music. And we've had on the average of 2,000 people come to these concerts every year. It's been extremely successful.
And there are, like I said, it goes throughout the entire month of February, many, many venues, probably 20 different venues and as many different performances, performers.
And many free concerts as well.
And many free ones as well. Catacoustic gets their season going this coming Saturday evening, 7:30. That'll be at the Church of the Advent. That's on Kemper in Walnut Hills in the program called With His Air of Angels. Annalisa Papano with me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.